Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Coves Show. Whether you're watching on YouTube or on Rumble or listening via podcast from one of the many potential platforms. This is episode 194. We remind you that we have a new format for our show. The new format takes into account the many changes that we've experienced locally and globally since I started this show over 4 years ago. The foundational principles that lie at the heart of the show are not changing. However, since many of us are swamped with vast amounts of information from ever-increasing sources, we've made the show shorter. Instead of exploring one big idea each week, I will discuss two or three current, challenging, local or global issues that impact on us, and then explore how the principles of this show can be used by you to elegantly and happily handle such issues in the context of your life. Instead of sharing six resources each week, I will share such resources as may be relevant to the particular topics I'm discussing. The show notes will now give you links to the foundational principles of the show and my background, my websites where you can find my books, my passion speeches and programs, including the Self-Awareness and Passion Quest, and many extra free resources. So let's discuss this week's big impact issues and how we might handle them. Firstly, the Bondi Junction shopping centre attack that killed six people going about their shopping, plus the Muslim youngster who attacked with a knife a Christian bishop in Sydney. Two knife attacks. The bishop did not die, but six people did die, and then the attacker at the Bondi Junction shopping centre was shot by a woman police officer. Two clear cases of mentally deranged people. But this issue of mental derangement is going to increase. The jabs that have been put into people over the last 4 years, plus the incredibly unhealthy lifestyle that many people lead, plus the access to all sorts of illicit drugs, is leading to ever-increasing mental illness. However, the news wants you to feel insecure, wants you to have lots of fear. The news and the government wants you to lose hope. It wants you to say, government, please save me. The second issue is Israel responding to Iran's attack on it and attacking back. The headlines are all about Middle East war, the start of Middle East war. And again, the mainstream media wants you to be fearful, wants you to be insecure, wants you to say, government, please save me. Government, please protect me from all of these risks. A majority of people might even be willing to give up their rights to be safe from these risks. The third issue. The World Hurt Organization, theoretically the World Health Organization, I'm going to call it the World Hurt Organization because it's only out there to hurt you. It's coming out with ever more warnings about the next pandemic is coming. Well, there are experts who say it's not possible to have a pandemic because no virus will come out there to destroy a population because, for a whole bunch of scientific reasons, it would not do that. The whole idea of pandemics raised by these experts is they are not possible. This loose use of the term pandemic is causing you to be fearful. And the World Hurt Organization wants you to give up your rights. You've heard from previous shows, it wants countries to give up their rights and lose their sovereignty. We, say the World Hurt Organization, we will protect you. I say no, they're out to hurt you. The fourth example, duly brought to my attention in the media over the weekend, that the Victorian government debt is heading to such a level from its incredibly incompetent and corrupt and evil and criminal politicians led by former Premier Dictator Dan, who I call Dick Dan, that the daily interest bill on the debts that are being incurred will be $24 million per day. Got that? Victorian government, one of the states of Australia, Australia's only 26 million people, $24 million a day interest on the debt. Now, where that leads to is that these politicians must be held to account and the bureaucrats must be held to account for this profligate, wasteful, irresponsible, corrupt spending. You see, the elites are benefiting from this spending. The construction industry is benefiting from this spending. And people who are benefiting from it, they say, give it to me. It's a sinking ship, but I will take the money. So these are issues where you say, how do I respond to this? An industrial hemp can save your family and can save our planet. I am the president of the Australian Industrial Hemp Alliance and I'm on the executive board of the Federation of International Hemp Organisations. I attended the Australian Industrial Hemp Conference in the Hunter Valley in New South Wales over the past week. It went for some 3 days. There were some 40 presentations. I was one of the presenters. I chaired one of the sessions. I also spoke at the welcoming event in my capacity as president. And let me assure you that industrial hemp is a way that you can look after your family and that we can save our planet from all of these issues. And the issue I'm dealing with is your fear, the lack of security that you might feel. Industrial hemp is such an amazing crop that it would enable any community that wants to literally go off-grid to be able to do so. Industrial hemp is the cannabis plant, and it's a low THC version of the plant. So high THC used to be called marijuana. That's what gets you high. It's only one element of the cannabis plant. If it's low THC, it won't get you high. This wonderful crop that God has given us, that human beings have been using for some 8,000 years, has, in simple terms, 10 categories of products that can be made from it. It grows from seed to 3 or 4 meters in height, and it will produce for you food from the seed, clothing from the fiber, houses from the core of the plant called herbs, a food, clothing, shelter, medicine. You've heard of medicinal cannabis. That comes from the flowers and buds of the plant. And there's a lot of elements of the cannabinoids that are in cannabis. And CBD, you've probably heard of. CBD is non-psychoactive. It doesn't get you high. It's cannabidiol. It has all sorts of wonderful pain-relieving elements. And THC, tetrahydrocannabinol, can get you high, is a wonderful resource for handling epilepsy, plus the other 150 to 200 cannabinoids. So medicinal cannabis, so food, clothing, shelter, medicine. Number 5 is fuel. From the herd of the plant, after it's been separated, processed, what's called decortication, you can make ethanol, and ethanol will power almost all engines. Number 6, fertilizer. It rebuilds soil. Number 7, composite products. Hemp fiber replaces fiberglass. You can make all sorts of products from the fiber, all sorts of hard materials. Quite remarkable what can be done. Number eight, body care products, cosmetics. Number nine is rope and baling twine. And then number 10 is packaging products. So the whole packaging industry can be made out of hemp materials. Now, you take those 10, it started with food, clothing, shelter. Literally, a community that grows its own crop can literally tell the rest of the world, get stuffed. And that's why I'm passionate about hemp. And that's why I want you to educate yourself about hemp. If you invest in hemp, if you get engaged in hemp, you can literally be in control of your own life, that you are not at the behest, at the control of idiots like the Victorian politicians, like US politicians, incurring debt like crazy. And then when the collapse comes, they've looked after themselves. They don't give a rat's about the elites. I call them the psychopathic elites. They don't give a rat's about the ordinary people. They've looked after themselves. What industrial hemp gives you and your family and our planet is our ability to save ourselves. Do not rely on others to rescue you. You are amazingly capable. And so that leads to your understanding of the need to take care of yourself, of mentally, physically, spiritually. You've heard me talk about that. That's what this show is about, increasing your capability to look after you, to look after your family. Hospitals in Victoria, you've heard me talk about this, are losing money hand over fist. The government will not have money to provide these hospital services to people, so the elites will be able to pay for it themselves, of course, but the average person won't. And so my message to you is be willing to take full responsibility for your life, full control of your life, and industrial hemp is a wonderful way in which you can practically do that. If you want information on how you might do that, please send me an email to charles@covest.com. And lastly, this week, my guest on TNT Radio on my Mind Medicine program, which goes live at 6 p.m. Melbourne time on Sundays, but the recordings of every show are available on the TNT Radio website. The guest is Wade Northhausen, the founder of Billboard Battalion, and he is on a tour around Australia, and he is warning farming communities about the evil that's being perpetrated on them and Australians about the evils that are being perpetrated on us. He is a great man doing great work, and if you want to be inspired to do great things, tune into the program live or watch the recording. So, that's it. I hope today's show makes a beneficial difference to your life that gives you far greater hope than you might previously had when you are immersed in all of the crap that gets published in the mainstream media. I believe your life is meant to be all that you're capable of making it, and industrial hemp is a way that will help you to do that. If you're new to the show, check the links to the foundational principles and my background, and for details about my other work and my two websites. Again, thanks for watching or listening, and until our next show, may your week be full of health-giving and energy-giving passion, learning, fun, fulfillment, challenge, and ever-increasing self-awareness. Bye for now. See you next week.